Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of A Witness of Mirth. On the show today, we have a super talented radio host, Sandra Day, with us. We'll talk with Sandra about her career and the radio industry and what's coming up for in 2018. This should be a fun show. So, anyway, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, dude?
Hey, Cody, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. It looks like our guest hadn't called in yet, so we'll just never mind. Hold up 1 second. And let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Sandra Day to the show. Hey, Sandra, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you guys?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Thank you for doing this today. I mean, it is such a treat for us as radio hosts to be able to talk to somebody in our own industry.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show, for starters. This is a treat.
Yes, it's a real honor to have you finally do the interviewing and you be the interviewee,
yes.
I should say.
Interviewee, yes. It's rare that I'm the interviewee, so it's interesting. So I was like, yeah, why not?
You know, and I get that totally because as interviewers and hosts, we don't get to be the interviewee very often, so it's kind of fun to be on the other side of things for once, isn't it?
Definitely, always fun to do that for sure.
So I wanted to ask before we get into the meat of the interview today, I wanted to ask I tell the listeners how you got into radio in the first place.
Oh, well, I started back in 2002. I actually was in college, and funny story, I wanted to work for a little band called the Backstreet Boys, and unfortunately that didn't happen, but what fell into my lap was an actual internship to Radio Disney, so I applied for the internship, and that's kind of how I got my start. Once I started interning, it was a little different. I didn't want to be, I wasn't an outspoken person. I wasn't outgoing at all. And then a friend of mine, actually one of my really good friends to this day, she got me on the microphone, and that's kind of how DJ Sandra D was born. So, and I haven't really stopped ever since. And I did the local PSA for Radio Disney here in New York, and, you know, kind of was with them for 12 years and, until they unfortunately let everybody go across the country, which was uberly sad because it wasn't by choice. It was just kind of something that we had no choice and, couldn't really, you know, we didn't have a decision in, but things like that do happen in this industry. So I found a new home where I'm currently at. I work at Cumulus Media. I work over at We're Nash FM, and I do promotions. So it's a little different than Radio Disney. Whereas Radio Disney, I was actually like a host, and I was like the local DJ for the area. I'm kind of like in a backseat at Cumulus Media. But on the opposite end of the coin, I volunteer my time. Volunteer my time at a local web radio station where I do a 2-hour show from 11 to 1 every Friday called the Sweet Beat Show. So I do that as well, and have also taken on a new adventure doing a morning show, which has been super amazing, with a pal, BC Lee, who took me under his wing, and he said, let's do morning show. And I said, why not? So we do a morning show as well on his Florida Country Radio station. He's based out of Florida. So I do it from here in New York, and I call in, and we make it sound like it's live. So there's a lot of things I have going on and brewing in my pot, so to speak, but that's pretty much how I got my start in radio.
Oh,
That's awesome.
How you got your start. That's all the way. That's your whole chain of success right there.
It's your entire career.
Yeah, your whole career. I wanted to ask you, when you're not doing your podcast, you said you work for the media company, and I had also seen you working for Nash FM at the Next Women Country Show at BB King's. What responsibilities do you handle? Do you end up and do you can you include also the, in your response if you work with people like Katie Neal, the DJ at Nash FM 94.7?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm part of the promotions team, so we are basically the boots to ground people. We're kind of, I call us kind of the more important people because we are the first people you meet when you come into a concert. Like, I saw you in for the first 5 seconds, you know, and we're kind of like the meet and greet sort of people. Like, you know, we're the ones who the fans really come up to and have conversations with and, you know, talk to you about the station and how much they love the station. So we're responsible for kind of, you know, promoting the station on that note. And then, yes, we do work with the DJs closely at the concerts because sometimes they need us to take photos of them, or if they need something, we're responsible for kind of making them, you know, bringing them on stage. We need to coordinate with the stagehand or whoever it is, whoever's managing the stage. So, yeah, we work a lot with the DJs, especially when we're doing events on the weekends and going to, like, a local business where we're promoting ourselves and stuff like that, or whether it's a local bar, if it's Nash FM. So, yeah, we do work with a lot of the DJs very closely. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's terrific.
So, let me ask you this, and I've never asked a radio personality this question before. Probably because of the fact I just thought I'd started this question about 30 minutes ago. So you're kind of the a guinea pig here. I noticed you said that you work a little bit for Cumulus Media, which is a big corporation. So and then you do BC Lee's a show on the side or whatever, you know. So let me ask you this. Do you think, minus the major market radio like Z100 there in New York or Nash FM or whatever, are these smaller local stations, with all this, all this online streaming services, do you think there will come a point where the smaller local stations will move away from the FM side of things and go strictly online, or what's your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the industry is definitely changing. I think you guys can obviously tell based on you asking that question that it is definitely changing to more of like a podcasting. You know, I find a lot of people aren't really – well, I know for me sometimes I like to listen to the radio because I like to hear what DJs sound like, and I like to hear how they're talking and how they're introducing a song. So for me, I like listening to radio. Funny enough, I sometimes listen to stations across the country, like down south, just to hear what they're playing or, you know, what they're talking about and all, because every market's very different. But yeah, radio is definitely changing. It's heading more towards the online streaming. I think it's been inching like that for quite a while. And, that's why I think podcasting's so big and why people are so all about it, because it's kind of heading in that direction. I don't know if it'll completely come to that in the future, but because a lot of people still listen to the cars on their morning drive or maybe on the way home from work. But is it definitely becoming bigger? Yes. I you know, people pop in their iPhone in their car. I know I pop in my iPod sometimes and I don't want to hear what's on the radio, but I'd rather hear my favorite songs. I'd rather hear what's on my iPod. So, you know, that's a personal preference. But yeah, everybody's very different. And, you know, you also have Sirius XM, which is which is paid radio, which I know a lot of cars come equipped with that. So, and you know, it's something that you choose to have, whether you pay into it or not. And they play a lot more different songs than they would on FM radio. FM radio, kind of everything's really kind of there for you. You know, you're basically, everything's all done. But when it comes to a podcasting show, you kind of have a little bit more freedom as to what you can play. So that's what I prefer about it, because I'm able to take a new artist who no one's ever heard of and introduce them to an audience that would definitely love them. I think that's kind of part of the reason why I fell into what I fell into, is because I love introducing new artists to people. And I think it goes back to my Radio Disney roots, because Radio Disney was also all about introducing new artists. For example, the Jonas Brothers and Miley Cyrus and Demi Lovato, and they all just kind of became these massive megastars once they were on Radio Disney, and then made their jump from radio to TV and became huge megastars. So I think radio definitely is important, but it is changing. So definitely a changing industry every single day.
Well, let me ask you, do you think Radio Disney has sort of moved away from introducing just new artists and has progressed into focusing also on more popular artists like Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris, Miranda Lambert?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they've definitely been changing. They evolve, you know, as all radio stations do. I haven't kept up to date too much with Radio Disney since I've left. But I know they definitely, you know, not so much about the new artists anymore. They also, once they merged with Disney Channel, that kind of changed. So they focused on just kind of the music of what people want to hear. So, yeah, they've definitely changed as well.
Going back to what you said about a podcast and stuff, and basically being your own boss on a podcast, because I'm executive producer, I'm host, I pretty much do everything. Craig pretty much I do everything on this podcast, what you said about playing what you want on a podcast. And this is sort of a shameless plug, but I'm going to do it anyway. I host every Friday. I host a indie country radio show, which I'm sure you've probably seen the tweets and the Instagram posts where I'll take my top three favorite independent songs of that week, I play them and I spotlight the artist. So
that's really cool. That's awesome. See, there you go. We can definitely agree on that. That, you know, like, it's so cool, and that feeling that you get of, you know, a tweet or someone saying, you know, I really listened to that artist and that was really cool. And it's not just about like new artists, but also a lot of local artists. I'm very close with a lot of the artists that are here in the local area, and that's also helped too, because I feel like I would love them and whatever they have going on, whether it's a big show in the next coming days or the next month. You know, I think that's important too, to not forget about your local artists too, because they need just as much push and help as the next big Kelsey Ballerini, so to speak. You know.
Yes, Sandra, when you say local artists, making reference to the New York area, such as Carolyn Miller, Lauren Davidson, October Rose, Molly Adele Brown, whom you recently interviewed?
Yeah, they're all my pals. They're amazing and wonderful, and I love them all. They're all just phenomenal people. You know, make sure you guys go support them when they're out there.
Yeah.
Nikki Breyer is another one of my favorites. My friend Phil Smith, who's playing a big show this Friday that I'm giving away tickets to, he's another phenomenal guitar player who is just incredible, and with a heart of gold. You know, all of these people are just phenomenal. So make sure that you support all your local New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Long Island country artists, and just artists in general. It doesn't matter if it's country or not.
Right. Oh, actually, October Rose are terrific. I learned of them actually through this show when Cody interviewed them in August of last year.
Awesome.
Since then, I've seen him two or three times, with the last time being at the Jordan Davis, Jillian Jacklin show a few weeks ago, right here in Asbury Park, 20 miles away. And they opened the show for Jillian and Jordan, and it was great seeing them again.
That's so cool. Yeah, no, they're fantastic, and I love them dearly. Definitely hoping to get October Rose on my show at some point as well, because they're just, I know they have a lot of big shows coming up this summer, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super proud of them, definitely.
Derek and Leanne, speaking from a personal perspective, Derek and Leanne are some of the best people, you know.
They are. They're sweethearts. Love them both.
You know, and that's what I love about the music industry in general. I mean, I venture to say 90% of the music industry, whether that's fellow radio hosts, artists, whoever it is, it's like a family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Definitely. I feel like everyone just kind of, it's great to really have that rapport with a lot of people and really kind of help them out and vice versa. And it is very much a tight-knit community. And I think that's what's really cool about it. And not just the music industry, but I think more specifically, because I have a pop country show, but I do focus more on the country, specifically country music. They are all very tight-knit, and I think that's why I've gravitated more to the country sector. Not that I don't love my pop, but I love my pop music as well, but I've gravitated more to the country sector because it's very, very close, like as if you were a family, and that's what I love about it.
And
What's hard not to see that pop music is very close to country music these days.
Because they have all these genres of country.
Good.
Yeah, they're all kind of coming together. You see people like Florida Georgia Line doing a song with Bebe Rexha, or Backstreet Boys doing a song with Florida Georgia Line. It's amazing to see both genres come together, or any genre, you know, rap artists, you know, coming together like Nelly with Florida Georgia Line. I mean, I think Florida Georgia Line has really set the bar.
Don't forget Ludacris with Perry.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Florida Georgia Line has, in my opinion, brought so many more other genres into country music than pretty much any artist out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they really have changed not just country music in general, but they've changed the ballgame a little bit. You know, they've really set this bar pretty high where you can be a country artist and pretty much do everything, you know, and work with all types of people. And I think that's what's so great about FGL. They really set that bar very high, you know. Thomas Rhett, too, you know, Thomas Rhett doing his thing, too. And, you know, Kelsey Ballerini. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to see all these artists do such great things. Stepping outside the box a little bit. Maren Morris doing a song with Zed, who's a DJ. You know, I think that's great. I think that's cool that they're doing that and introducing themselves to people who were like, oh my God, what's that song? I really love it. And, you know, for a friend of mine who doesn't like country music, I'm like, that's Maren Morris. She's a country artist. And they go, no way, that's crazy. You know, for them to like a country artist, not realizing it's a country artist, you know, it's cool. It's nice to see that, you know.
And it shows the line between pop and country music is a lot closer than it was now. There's hardly any difference.
Totally.
Oh, yeah, 110%. Completely. Definitely. And that's what's so cool about it, you know?
You know, and getting back to the country music for a second, I'm fortunate enough where I live, only about 3 hours from Nashville. So I go to Nashville pretty much every chance I possibly get. And
awesome.
And I've been fortunate enough to meet in person a lot of our radio guests and speaking personally for them, they are some of the absolute best people on this planet. And and the word I like to use specifically in the country genre, the word I like to use, whether it's the stars songwriters or whoever it is, everybody in the country industry is just so approachable.
Oh, yeah, big time. Definitely. Agreed. They're very, like, just, they if they don't come up to you, like, you can go up to them, and they're very just,
mm-hmm.
they want to talk to you, they want to hear you out, they want to have a conversation with you, and I think that's what sets the bar very amazingly and high. You know, I mean, it's rare that you can go to, like, a Demi Lovato show and chat with her, you know, unless you were backstage because she's, you know, again, so big. But, you know, it's cool
mm-hmm.
that you can go to, like, a local country artist show. Like, Chris Young's always hanging out in Nashville at Losers over there in the bar. You could probably go up to him and, you know, have a chat and say, hey, I think you're doing awesome stuff, and I love your song. And they're so cool about it. And I think that's what the great part is about just meeting so many incredible people. You know, they're all just so
you know,
great, and you're right. It does become like a big family.
Can I add that I've heard that Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman hang out a lot at the Starbucks near where they live in Franklin, and they don't hide. They're very approachable.
Oh, yeah. My friend actually worked at that Starbucks for a while, and she met Keith, and she literally, like, had a moment, but she said he was probably one of the nicest people ever, and I was like, that's so cool. So when you hear stories like that, it's just like, it's so awesome, you know?
Yes, and it also makes you wonder, maybe I should go for coffee today, Starbucks, only 875 miles away.
Right?
You know,
yeah.
I wanted to ask you, speaking of starstruck moments, Who is the one person that you've been super starstruck with?
Oh my, that's a hard question. It's so hard for me to judge that because I feel like I just love every single person. I don't know if I've had that moment yet. I know I will have that moment when I meet the Backstreet Boys and get to interview all five of them at the same time. I think that will be my starstruck moment because I will have a difficult time speaking. But I think I'm trying to think to date because it's weird. I feel like I've met so many people and I've been on stage in front of crowds of 12,000, 10,000 that I don't really get nervous. You know, they're so normal. They're just like you and I. They're human beings. They're just a lot more famous and have probably a lot more money than me. So to me, I don't really get nervous, but I've had the moments where I'm like, oh my God, I hope I look nice, you know, to take a picture, you know, or something like that. I don't know if I've ever been really nervous. I think the more nervous moment that it's more moments that you want things to go right. So when I'll give you an example. So when I was at the ACMs in Texas, I was at a motorcycle. It was called the ACM Motorcycle for a Cause, and Dierks Bentley was there, and there was a couple people there, and including myself with my equipment. And I just wanted so badly to ask Dierks a question, and I wanted it to go right, and I wanted it to, like, for him to come to me, and it, you know, and he almost didn't until. I think whoever he was with, whether it was publicist or manager, like, I was like, hey, I was like, I'm over here. So she was like, one more. And I happened to be that one last question. You know, so like, it's always those moments you want to go right. Which it did. It went perfectly fine. And he answered my question and it was awesome. So I think that was like a fun moment. And I think maybe, I just briefly met Miranda Lambert. That was kind of like, I enjoy her songwriting and I love her style. And she actually has two singer-songwriters whom I have been lucky enough to interview, both Adam Hood and Brent Cobb. And I told her, I was like, oh, I spoke with my pal Adam and he told me to tell you that I knew him and I'm good people. And she's like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. Like, I love them. I was like, me too. They're good friends of mine. So it was cool to have that moment. And I was just like, wow, this is so cool. You know, I'm talking to Miranda Lambert and we're gelling and she's just so, and I wish I had more time to talk to her, but, you know, it's more of not nerves. It's more of just you being excited to meet these people. I think I'll tell you who the one person, actually it was a band who I was probably nervous, and it showed. And it was just a simple meet and greet. I wasn't interviewing them, but hopefully someday, you know, I'll get the chance to. Rascal Flatts, they got me into country music many, many moons ago. And I remember I had the chance to meet them, and my friend said, just I had to escort some winners, and I wound up like staying back there. And so I got the chance to shake their hand, and I was like, you don't understand. Oh my God, I love you guys. And I used to work for it. And I was going 100 miles a minute, and I was talking so fast, not realizing it, until I saw Gary LaVox's face, and he looked at me, and he's just like, I love you. Here, take a hug. And I was like, and then they all just hugged me, and I was like, I love you guys. Like, I'm having a moment.
Oh, wow.
And it was just, I think they were my fan moment, because I feel like I was so grateful for them to be the ones that I first heard and like literally cracked the egg on the fact of me loving country music. So I would have to say Rascal Flatts was the moment for me that I got really, really super geek. I geeked out. I had a geek moment, you know. Yeah, definitely.
That's a
it
great
has
story.
To be Rascal Flatts.
We're
yeah.
all country fans too, not just interviewers. So
yeah,
all of us
definitely.
Can get excited, and all of us have a chance to crack our eggs open too.
Absolutely.
And as well, we can
exactly.
be. And like you said, it's great to see that they devoured your omelet that they cooked too with the big hug.
They did. They were so sweet. I really was so happy.
So,
I was like, I'm having a moment. Great.
On that same note, I wanted to ask you again, because I found myself asking this question to myself pretty much every day for the past 6 years that this show has been on air. Do you ever just take a moment one day and be like, is this actually my life right now?
Yes, I say that all. That's funny. I say that all the time. Like, if I'm, I think the last time I did that was last year at the ACM Awards, and I literally like was like, oh my God. Am I really here right now? Like somebody, I was like, I literally told my friend, I said, you need to pinch me because I can't believe I'm here right now. Like, this is crazy. You know, you have those moments all the time where I'm like, I can't believe I'm interviewing this person, or, you know, I made this happen. I did all this hard work to get in touch with this person and set up the interview and make sure it happened and it went smoothly. I can't believe this is happening, you know. Or even over the phone, I was like, I'd hang up the phone and I'd be like, that was awesome. I've had so many of those, probably all of them. There had to have been 90% of these interviews I've said, wow, I'm having a moment, or this is so cool, you know, like, how is it that I'm so lucky that I get to do this, you know? And someday, you know, make a living out of it, you know. I'm not right yet, not
exactly.
right
and,
now, but hopefully someday make a living out of it.
And while this show is not on the same level as interviewing major country stars like you, which by the way, I wanted to say this, and I'll say it again in a few minutes, but I have so much respect for you and what you're doing in the industry. I have so much respect for it.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. You don't hear it very often. And, you know, a lot of the times, and I think a lot of people can definitely understand where I'm coming from, where I'm like, sometimes you beat yourself up and you have the days where you're like frustrated because you can't get a certain interview, or you're just having just a bad day. And that can happen to a lot of people out there. But when it all comes down to it, when you hear that one person who says, you know, I really love what you're doing, like, you are amazing, don't give up, you know. And it's when you hear things like that, knowing that someday I'll be able to educate someone who's kind of in my shoes to help them out. And that's what I want to do in the future when I become, like, you know, and I get that status of really being able to call it a job per se. I would love to be a mentor and take somebody who's struggling or someone who needs that extra push or extra help or guidance under my wing, because it's rare that you'll meet an interviewer or DJ who really take the time to hear you out or to listen to you. You know, a lot of times they'll hear you out and they'll say, oh, great, you know, good luck with everything. You know, but nobody really ever gets the chance to sit down and say, I really loved, you know, this, or, you know, hey, why don't you send me your show? I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear your voice and give you some pointers. It's very rare in the industry that you'll actually get the opportunity to have somebody who is gracious enough to do that. So when I hear things like that, it makes me super happy to know that there are phenomenal people who respect all the work that I'm doing, and it means a lot to me. So thank you so much for saying that. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you this too. If there's ever anything that we can do for you, I don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Oh, y'all are so awesome. I love it. I love it. You guys are fantastic. Same here. We're all kind of in this together. We're all one big happy family. So, you know, I'm always here for you guys. And when I come to Nashville, I'm going to have to reach out to you. That's we're going to have to make that happen for sure.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you see yourself at CMA Fest this year, Sandra?
Yeah, I actually have been thinking about going. I couldn't go last year because my sister was getting married, and I said, why did you choose the week of CMA Fest to get married? Obviously, it was a joke, but she kept saying, really? But hopefully this year, I'm gonna see if I can get down there for that, for sure, because I've actually never been to Nashville before. I have one of my best friends who lives, oh, gosh, she lives about 2 hours away. She's down there, and she's been trying to get me to come down, and a lot of singer-songwriters who I know have also been trying to get me to come down. They're like, you better get your butt down here soon. You know, we want to see you down here. And I was like, mm-hmm. I know, and I've been putting it off because it gets crazy busy with all my 18 million jobs that I work and my shows. But I definitely have to make some time and make a trek to Nashville for sure.
Oh, yes.
I agree that you surely must go there for sure.
I will. It's in the future plans.
I've got kind of my own holy crap moment kind of story for you. Several years ago, this was late 90s, early 2000s, I think. I was lucky enough to see, I have family that lives about 20 minutes outside of Nashville. So I go pretty much every chance I get and crash on their couch for a few days. and I was lucky enough to attend this luncheon for a major songwriter. And people like Kenny Chesney, Ray Stevens, Barbara Mandrell, Reba McEntire, people like that were there. And I got a chance to meet all four of them. But the person that stood out the most to me were Reba and Barbara Mandrell.
Oh, wow.
I literally spent a good 15 or 20 minutes talking to them both. I mean, just about literally anything and nothing at the same time. Reba is one of the most gracious, down-to-earth humans on this planet.
Oh, amazing. Oh, I can imagine. She's a legend. You know, it's a rare moment. So I'd have my holy crap moment, too, if I met Reba McEntire. She's just legendary, you know. She's not just Reba. She's legendary. She's the woman.
Exactly.
She's the bomb.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
And she makes a terrific female Colonel Sanders, too, for KFC.
Yes, she does.
True,
she
does.
Fantastic. Every
True.
Time I watch that commercial,
True.
She makes me laugh. I love it. I love it.
Exactly. I walked away from that conversation going, I'm just dying to heaven right now. This is not even happening.
That's amazing. I can't even imagine. That's so cool that you had that conversation with her and got to really talk to her. That's so cool.
And I got an autograph and several pictures with her. And on the other side of the coin, too, Barbara Mandrell is just the sweetest, probably sweeter than Reba. Barbara Mandrell is next door neighbor that you talk to on a daily basis.
Right. Right. Oh man, that's so cool. Yeah, that's great to have that rapport with someone. It's like right off the bat, and you're just like, wow. I spoke to them like it was like you were friends, and that's how it should be. You know, that's amazing.
It's like I've known them for years. Seriously, I mean, it's, you know, and this may be me being naive, but I've been in the country industry long enough to know, of course, I mean, there's a sharks and shady people in the industry. I get that. Mm-hmm. I'm not naive to that, obviously. But again, I venture to say 85 to 90% of the people in country music are as down to earth as Reba and Barbara Mandrell.
Oh wow. That's awesome. Definitely. I'm sure they are, and hopefully I'll get the opportunity to meet both of them someday, because it sounds like they are phenomenal women, and I think that's really awesome that you got to have that experience. You know, that's something, it sounds like you're going to cherish that for a lifetime, and that's awesome.
It was literally, you know, and I've been a country music fan my whole life, and so I basically grew up on Reba. Reba, Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, people like that, Travis Tritt, Alan Jackson. So I grew up on these people. And to sit down and have a 15 or 20 minute conversation with these people, I was like, this is cool. This is really cool.
Yeah. That is special. That definitely sounds special, that you're going to take with you forever.
Oh yeah, and let me ask you this. I know, like you said, you interview a bunch of people like us. So, and this is probably another loaded question, but who's been your favorite interview so far?
Ooh, this is another tough question. I've always had people ask me this, and I've always struggled with it because I've had so many. I feel like they're all my babies, and they're all just, they've all been so good. But there's been the fun moments where you feel you get goosies, as Jennifer Lopez used to call it when she was on American Idol. She called them goosies, that's goosebumps. I think the moments where I've had actual goosies, probably one of them was Brent Cobb, because he was just, it was literally like talking to a family member. I felt like we were like brother and sister separated at birth, meeting again for the first time. Like it was just such a connection, and he was so down to earth, such a nice guy. I think he was one of my favorites. He had a guitar. He wanted to play for me, and I think that was so awesome. And my other favorite interview, and I will always say this to date, because we spent probably an hour and a half on the phone, and then after I stopped recording, we spent another half an hour talking. So for someone to spend that amount of time and just take time, like two hours out of your day to talk, is so awesome. And I think that shows that he cares, you know, in general. You know, I think that was so cool for him to talk to me for that long. Was Sean Fuller. He's actually the drummer from Florida Georgia Line. And he was just my oh my God moment. I literally was so engulfed with everything he had to say about him going into schools and teaching kids about not giving up and you know, following their dreams. And I think his message that in our interview was so powerful that he was one of my favorites, because I felt what he felt, you know, how important it is to tell people out there in general, like, don't give up on your dreams. Like, it's important, you know? And I just kind of had that oh my God moment. So I'd have to say Sean Fuller is for me number one in my book. He really was my favorite interview to date. Definitely.
Awesome. Let me ask you this. You know, I'm obviously a big fan of artist interviews. I mean, I'll watch, read, or listen to pretty much any artist interview I can find, because I think it helps me be better at at this craft or whatever, you know. So I was watching one time, a Dan Rather, who is like a giant in this industry. I mean, he was talking to a Kid Rock one time, and he asked Kid this question. So I'm gonna kind of change it up a little bit and ask you. So when everything's said and done with your radio career, and you're in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame, which is gonna happen for you. There's not a doubt in my mind it's gonna happen. But what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as a radio personality?
Ooh, I just had chills as you asked that question. That I'm having a goosebump moment right here. This is crazy. That's a great question for starters. But I think the one thing I'd like to be remembered for is that I was the person that no matter what challenges came my way, I seemed to overcome them to not give up on my dream. I always kept the flame on for that one dream. And I think that's kind of important. I mean, one person who I really look up to, other than Mr. Walt Disney for obvious reasons, was Dick Clark. He's another one who I really, really look up to as far as what he pursued and how he went from radio to TV to a producer, much like Ryan Seacrest, who's another phenomenal human being whom I've met. But I think that's probably what I would say would be whoever you are out there, if you're seeing and reading all this that I've accomplished and everything I've done, know that whatever your dream is deep down in your heart, never give up because it'll always be there.
That is awesome. And as I said earlier, I've been doing this show for the past nearly 6 years, and four years full time in the country music industry, and literally, this is probably one of the best decisions I've ever made to start the show.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you can't go back on everything that you've done. You just literally have to take it as you can and say, you know what, I did this. You know, like, I'm going to go for it and, you know, and see what comes of it. You just never know. You know, you just really don't. And, you know, that's all about taking that risk in life. You know, it's a short life out there. I think people need to start taking more advantage of doing what you want and doing what you can. And, you know, I know people get scared to take risks, but sometimes you have to, you know, and if you want to start a radio show, go for it. Like, there's nobody stopping you. Go for it. Everybody can do it these days. Or if you want to, like, be a TV host, go for it. You know, like, what's to stop you from trying? You know, I think everyone has that passion inside them for something. And I think, you know, super important to follow that dream, you know. And that's great.
You know,
that you're doing the show and you love it and you're achieving your goals and interviewing artists. And you know what? That's awesome. Because if you can get one person or two people to like that artist they've never heard of, then that means you're doing your job for that artist. And that's a cool thing. You know what I mean?
You know, and I also feel like with this show, and I tell my music guests this all the time, I say, if this show can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, that next interview or that next gig or whatever, I've more than done my job.
Definitely. Absolutely. 110%. Totally agree with you on that one. You know, you got to just keep going and you just, you know, do what you do best. And that's, you know, representing yourself and representing all those awesome artists who, you know, they may walk through the door and may become the next big Kelsea Ballerini or Rascal Flatts. And I think that's so cool, you know, and they'll remember you. They'll remember for sure. You know, like, I think we did. It was funny how my world kind of collided. And I was actually doing a promotional event, the Nash Next competition. And Kevin Jonas was one of the judges, and I said, I'm not even going to go up to him. I'm going to see if he comes up to me. So because, you know, I've worked with them since day number one, since before people even knew who they were. And so I was standing there and I looked at him and he looked at me and all of a sudden his eyes like lit up and he came over to me and he's like, "How are you? Oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long," and threw into a big old hug. And it was just kind of like, you know, like I haven't seen him since yesterday, but it was cool. It was really cool to see him. And I said, "I'm so excited for everything you're doing. And your girls are stunning. All of your girls, even your wife, you know, you're all stunning," you know, and he smiled and was like, "Thank you so much." And that was kind of it. It was very shortly, short conversation, but a good conversation. Yeah.
That's great that he remembered you after all this time.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
And as radio hosts, that's really what it's all about. I mean, you know, I started this show with one goal in mind, and it's kind of morphed into 6 years of doing this or whatever. But honestly, I didn't even think I'd stay on the air 2 weeks, I'll be completely honest with you. But I started this show with this one goal in mind, to be able to help some incredibly talented people get to where they want to be with their dreams.
Definitely. And if you can make that one impact and, you know, one little thing come true, then, like I said, you've done your job as a host and done your job, you know, for that artist, and that's cool. And they'll always remember you for that, and that's a great feeling and a great thing to do. You know, it's fantastic.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 45 minutes has just flown by, hasn't it?
You guys have asked such amazing questions. I really love the questions that you're asking me. There's some questions there that I wouldn't have even thought of asking. So, you know, I thank you for such phenomenal questions.
Well, I'm glad that we could challenge you and then at the same time help bring back thoughts of how you came to how you are today.
Definitely. It's nice to look back on your, you know, someday, you know, I would say I'll write a book, or maybe it'll be like a live TV movie about a Lifetime movie about my life, you know, and you kind of always have that dream that maybe it will be, you know, you just never know, you know?
You know, and anything that we've asked you today, feel free to use it in your own interviews.
Definitely. I will. I like that Dan Rather question. I think that's a great question.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I was super nervous up for this show today. I was kind of freaking out, to be honest with you. But but it's, like I said, and I don't say this too often, but this is probably one of my favorite interviews ever.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
So,
well, I'm definitely going to remember this as one of the first that I've been interviewed, because I, like I said, it's rare that I get interviewed. So this is my favorite of being interviewed.
Well, I appreciate that. And before we wrap things up, I'm going to take another question from Mr. Dan Rather. Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you would have liked to?
Oh no, I think you guys, as a I guess as an interviewer, I leave it to the interviewer to kind of, you know, decide what they want to talk about. But then you're right in asking that question. It's all about the artist and what they want to push. But basically, you know, make sure that if you're listening out there, to never give up, never give up on what you want to do. Know that what you're doing out there is going to pay off. If you're working 4 jobs, 5 jobs to support your love of country music and that little show that you're doing that someday going to be a national show and you're going to have so many awesome up-and-comers walking through your door. Know that you're doing it for a reason, and, you know, all the hard work and the blood and the sweat and the tears literally will pay off. You know, it's hard, and I know it's hard, and I know it's difficult, but know that we're here to be supportive people, to cheer you on, to be there when you need words of encouragement or a motivator, that you can always turn to somebody who's out there, because know that there's always people there that are in the same boat as you. I think that's basically my message to everyone out there. And, you know, I appreciate the love and the support and my fans who followed me from day one at Radio Disney, who still follow me to this day. Thank you, you guys. I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for those longstanding people. You know, this is my 17th year. I'm going into my 16th or 17th year in radio, and I wouldn't have traded any minute of it for the world. I've enjoyed every minute of it, and I still am. And I will keep going and keep on keeping on until the day I die. You know. And I love doing what I do. So thank you for listening to the Sweet Beach Show every Friday and listening to every interview and listening to me on Florida Country Radio. I appreciate every single bit of it. And if you haven't, you know, friended me, please friend me. I'm totally open for chatting and when I can and having a simple conversation. And, you know, don't hesitate that if you're listening to this interview right now to reach out. You know, I think it's important to know that there are people out there who are going through or will go through the same thing that you're going through. And if you're a student out there thinking, what am I going to do with my life? And I don't know what to choose or what career path, go with your heart, go with your gut, you know, go with what makes you happy. You know, sometimes
Absolutely.
It's not necessarily about the money you're making, but more about how, what your happiness is and you living that one life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one quote
Absolutely.
That it will be my all time favorite quote. And he's one person who I've read books and, you know, obviously did a lot of research on him, more because I worked for the company. But my favorite mentor of all time, Mr. Walt Disney, said, if you can dream it, you can do it. And you can. And
mm-hmm.
I'm living proof of that.
Absolutely.
So don't think that if you couldn't interview that one person that it won't happen. Because if you keep trying and you won't give up, someday you will be able to. They'll crack. Trust me.
Yes. Just like the egg, like you mentioned.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for taking nearly an hour now of your time to come in and do this. I mean, this has been so much fun.
Oh, you guys have been amazing, and I could go on for 3 hours if I could. You guys have been awesome interviewers. You are kudos to you guys. I'm clapping right now. Yes.
Oh, well, thank you, Sandra.
You know, I feel like as an interviewer, I feel like it's my interview style to structure these interviews is more of a conversation.
Oh yeah, and I think that's like the point. That's what I love to do is when I'm interviewing someone, I love to make it more of a conversation. Because it's about like the music and you get down to the album that's coming out. But for me, a lot of the time, it's about like having fun and getting to know them on like what they do when they're not on the road. You know, so I try to make mm-hmm. use a lot more of a conversation. It makes you more comfortable. It makes them more comfortable because not only do you get nervous, I would get nervous too, you know.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people would get nervous. So don't think that because mm-hmm. you're nervous, you know, that person on the other end of the line or the person that's sitting in front of you isn't nervous, because they probably are a little bit. So, you know, it's cool to make it a conversation.
I think I'm probably going to let you go before Blog Talk Radio forcibly removes us from the network in about 5 minutes. So,
sounds good. But thank you guys so much. Y'all have been amazing. And please reach out to me, you know, whenever you guys need anything. I'm always here for you guys, too.
Oh, thank you, Sandra. I'm glad it works both ways.
Yes.
And you're always, 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 always more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Yes. Awesome. Can't wait. I'll take more hard questions for sure.
I'll I'll be talking to you probably on social media, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys, so much. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Sandra. You be...
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Sandra Day. That was probably one of my favorite interviews of all time. I just loved what she had to say and everything. So we've got a show coming up tomorrow, don't we, Craig?
Yes. We have the lovely, super talented Miss Amanda Cooksey, who I've tried to get on the show for quite some time. And finally, as of tomorrow, she will be a guest of ours, and it should be another terrific interview.
So I think I'm gonna let you go too, buddy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night, Cody.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Sandra Day, which is almost an hour long. Probably one of the longest interviews I've ever done. So I think since you guys have heard the announcements, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Is With Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.